yo, 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 the Bread Routes in Motion. Episode 62, God bless you.
Yeah.
Four bricks in the building.
Yes, sir. Four bricks. Keep it alive and real, energized.
Your brands, your hosts, the most. Yo, we fucking doing a good job.
Yeah, man, we definitely are.
For y'all that's just tuning in, letting y'all know that the Bread Routes studio is up in motion.
Yes, we are in motion. You've been paying attention, y'all. Definitely.
Shit's looking really fine out there, son.
Proud of y'all, man. For real. You're welcome, man. You know what I'm saying? And
we're not done. It's just the beginning.
Absolutely not. You know? This is the
basic I can't wait till, like, it's done.
Mm-hmm. That's that first step.
Right now, we still have to get it. Shout out to the Get It AVM show.
Yep.
Make sure y'all tune in to the Push Play show.
Yep.
We're so sick of Mini Mind.
Yep.
That shit is fire.
Yeah, man. Thank you.
I like that vibe.
Absolutely.
I like that vibe.
Yeah, man. That's the team. You know what I'm saying?
So that's pretty good right now. I could fucking interview y'all.
Push play?
Yeah, what does push play?
Push play is basically the universal language for us to tell the audience, you know, it's okay, go out there and listen to this other music. Go listen to those people that you don't hear. You know what I'm saying?
Don't be afraid to push play.
Yeah, go push play. Push play and listen. You know what I'm saying? That's the whole push play, you know, and that's why we showcase independent artists, you know.
How can they contact you guys?
You can hit us up on YouTube at the official GIDDT-AVM page, and you can just follow us, subscribe, hit the notification button, and
I like the look. It looks really like it kind of reminds me of like being in the, like, you know, like watching Star Trek, right?
Got you.
But you know the shot, you watch Star Trek,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know the shot that Spock is here on the thing and the other guy's here and mm-hmm. Kirk is in the middle?
Mm-hmm.
That shot? Like, I see that. When y'all
are,
that
sounds futuristic. That's crazy.
The screens are popping up. We're on the bridge.
Yeah, man.
I like it a lot. It has a lot of flavor.
And again, like you said, we build the template.
I think people should be definitely tuning in and sending in their...
Definitely. Thursday nights. You know, every Thursday night, 10 p.m. Yeah. Eastern Standard Time.
Yeah.
You know, right on YouTube.
So you cater to just hip-hop?
No, we cater to all genres.
Well,
not even genres. We cater to all form of art. It doesn't have to be music. You know, it can be a person, you know, painting a picture. It can be a person, you know.
So what, you could critique it?
Yeah, not even critiquing. We're basically, you know, just...
So there's no critique?
On that, no, there's no critique.
No critique.
There's no critique. We give advice.
Submission.
Submission.
You promote it. You give your intake.
Mm-hmm. First play, we introduce
you
to
a
different artist.
No critique.
Because we don't want to critique.
No contest.
Yeah,
no
I don't want to critique because, you know, again, you know, art is art, whichever way, you know, if they felt as though they were strong enough.
Right. So is it a
selective? The way we look at something might not be the way someone else looks at it.
Yeah.
Is it a selective? So let's say you get 20 submissions.
Mm-hmm. We don't play all 20 on the show.
Do you select or simultaneously, that's what it's called, right? Simultaneously, mm-hmm. Like if you do 10 this week,
mm-hmm.
You'll follow it 11, 12,
mm-hmm.
12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12.
Yeah.
The next week. So you don't skip the submission.
No.
You don't pick this shit ain't all that.
No.
You don't do that.
No. If you say multiple songs, in that sense, if you know what I'm saying,
okay.
Like,
that makes
got,
sense.
If
they got
time,
like three songs,
yeah.
Pick one out of three.
Yeah,
that's
the only time. You know, but we'll listen to all three and be like, yo, you know what? Number two is that banger, yo.
Yeah.
Or number two is hot. Yeah, I think we can rock with number two. You know what I'm saying? saying?
So nobody's pretty much, if you submit, you have a very good chance of getting it all.
Everybody's getting played. Everybody's getting played. You know what I'm saying? Because again, you know, we, that's the whole point of creating that. So that, you know, everybody gets a chance.
So it could reach the people that it needs to reach, you know what I mean? Whoever's watching.
I wanted to provide a service. My reason for doing it is I wanted to provide a service that wasn't provided, you know, to us when we were, coming up and when we were, you know, in the game. You know, it took some time and it took some knowing people to get Rocky Daniels to play our video and stuff like that. So I was like, yeah, you know what? The internet's popping, everybody's here, everybody's on.
Technology's here now.
Technology is moving.
Are you like on episode 5? Then I must have stopped at like 5 or 6 then. I've been there. I'm like 5 or 6, man. I'm 5 or 6.
Hey, that's a beautiful thing. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? We growing it. Five, six, you know what I'm saying? We growing it, you know, and it all coincides. It all coincides with the bread route, like right now. You know what I'm saying? And
one big family. I mean, we're gonna be bringing people shows, man.
Listen.
We got a bunch of shows, bunch of shows that we're working on.
And listen, you
got a bunch of shows we're working on.
Everything's gonna be full circle at one point. At one point, everything's gonna be full circle. Like, yo, how this shit's working. But it's working.
With God's blessing, you know what I mean?
And everything was in good faith.
I just wanna thank God. That's it.
Everything was in good faith, though.
When things happen unexplainable, it's on God, you know, you feel me?
Yeah, just to get you stronger, you know?
You put shit in the air, I put this shit in the air for a minute, you know what I mean?
He ain't gonna give you more than what you need.
So now I just gotta, you know, we just gotta fucking turn this shit up, you know what I'm saying? Turn it up.
It's on us now.
It's looking real good, it's feeling real good, the vibe is gonna be good for everybody to come through. It's gonna be social distance friendly. I'm gonna have thermometer at the door. I'm gonna have my, you know what I mean? It's gonna be, you know, we're gonna be all right.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
We're gonna be all right 2021.
Going
into 2021. How was your Thanksgiving? How was your, so sick, how was it that? What's your nationality?
I am Croatian.
Croatian, so what the Croatia eat for Thanksgiving?
The normal turkey, you know,
Nothing
special. I mean, basically, it's Mediterranean.
Mediterranean.
Cuisine, kind of.
So there's no different.
No.
Nothing special.
The Thanksgiving, no. It's the same shit. Yeah.
Turkey, regular.
Turkey, yeah, and then there's this thing, all it is
it has to be
cabbage
a special.
And mesh and cabbage and potatoes, and they mix it up and add a little vinegar. I forgot what it's called in English.
But that's a Croatian.
I think so, yeah. Or a Mediterranean thing.
Mediterranean thing.
It's from there. That area. It's called kapus.
Do you cook
kapus?
Do you cook Croatian food?
No, I do not.
You do not.
No, I do not.
So Thanksgiving in Croatia was dope. How was your Thanksgiving?
My Thanksgiving was cool, man.
What did you have?
Small and whatnot. The usual.
Baked macaroni.
Yeah. You know, my sister collard greens.
Mm-hmm.
We black, bro.
I know.
Greens have
I'm
to be
asking.
Out. Yes, absolutely. Collard greens, turkey, stuffing,
devil eggs.
Nah, we know that.
Why?
Nah, that's Easter.
Easter.
Some people get it.
Really?
Devil eggs, Devil eggs. That's what black culture.
Word. I mean, I didn't know you cooked on Easter. I just thought you looked fly on Easter. I didn't know you cooked on Easter.
But,
no, that's a lie. That's a fucking lie.
What?
Because they put it in my brain like you have to take somebody out on Easter. That's why you get fly. So you don't cook
you do
dinner.
You go
out for dinner.
Uh-huh. You went to the movies. Yeah. Just because you went to the movies, I mean, the grown-ups went to the movies.
Yeah, I was going to say, I grew up.
Yeah, that was
church.
That.
We
yeah.
went to church, and then we had, hold on, we had Sunday lunch. Grandma's house. That's how we did it.
It's in the oven, nigga. Like, oh!
What?
One of those. Change them church shoes and slip into that new Eli outfit or that new Alicia.
Yo, I never do. Ayo, bro, I don't remember Easter dinner, bro.
Yeah. You wasn't worried about it. You was out.
I talked to my mom about that. Now, we used to go out for dinner, bro.
Maybe that was your thing.
Yeah. I think that might have been your thing.
Yeah.
Because my brother probably, you know,
yeah.
My brother used to say,
yeah. Yeah, that was your thing, bro.
Do you have a mouse right there?
Yeah.
Is that a bat?
YouTube channel.
Max. Oh,
Instagram.
I didn't get to ask Full Bricks.
Go ahead.
What was your Thanksgiving like?
That's a beautiful thing. Oh. You get no greens?
I love collard.
Oh, man. Yeah. Thanksgiving ain't right. You still got greens. It's green season, so you will get greens. I wanted some kalalu.
You ever eat at Just Fish?
Mm. Where the fuck is that at?
What?
Just Fish. I've never been there, bro. How is that disrespectful?
Shit.
I've never been there, bro.
They don't just make seafood.
No, it's not just seafood, bro. It's mostly a seafood.
No, you got to plug them real quick. Where they at?
That's fam.
Where they located?
They located in North.
What's the address?
You'll have to check on Instagram.
What's their name again there?
Just Fish.
Just Fish in North.
It's in North.
North
by Washington Ave.
Mm-hmm.
Probably just Google it.
Yeah, just Google Just Fish. Their dish is probably one of the best soul food dishes I've tasted out. Like, in a restaurant.
Wait. What's the dish, though? What's the turkey wing
they got is the size of my arm. Like, pow, on your plate.
What did you have?
The portion they sell?
You had turkey wing?
My friend had turkey.
What you have?
I had steak
mm-hmm.
with baked mac and cheese,
yeah.
collard greens,
mm-hmm.
and potatoes. Just Fish Cafe. It is on 272 Washington Street, North New Jersey. They have a beautiful staff.
Is it eat it or?
It might be.
I'm saying, but it's normally an eat in, but the COVID
you can
is
eat
not.
In, you can eat in now, you can eat in.
I'm sure there's limitations.
There's I haven't been there for a while.
They
upgraded.
And what about prices? What are they pricing
awesome
like?
Prices.
What are they pricing?
Awesome.
Can you like reference?
$12 for a plate.
$12? That's comfortable.
But the turkey wing is the size
turkey,
of my own.
I'm a turkey
own.
Dude, but I feel you.
I'm just telling you, giving
you
an example.
Smother?
My steak is probably the size of this right here.
Might be turkey.
I don't think they eat that. Yeah, they do it the way it's supposed to be done.
Yeah.
See, I'm Puerto Rican.
No, I know.
I like their food. They don't, but they don't cook for me.
No, they don't.
They cook for you.
Yeah, they do.
So I'm sure they know what you like.
Yeah, so I'm sure they might have it. Y'all, yeah, y'all need that. Yeah, come on in. No,
they know what.
The Aki's already in there. They already know they. Yeah, already. Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, that's normal.
He's been there a long time,
bro.
This shit is official tissue, man. God bless him and his establishment. Just Fish. Yeah, for sure. So yeah, man, we got a bunch of shows coming up.
That's what's up, man.
We got a bunch of shows coming up.
How was your Thanksgiving, man?
Oh yeah, I didn't even talk about my
Thanksgiving
was pretty cool.
Okay.
I made a lasagna.
Nice. You made a lasagna?
I made a lasagna.
How many layers did you do?
My layer, I probably do like 6 layers.
You did 6 layer lasagna?
Yeah, 6 layers.
That's a big lasagna. Yeah.
Like 5 or 6 layers, yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. 5 or 6 layers.
Mm-hmm. All meat or cheese and meat mixed it up?
So each layer, I put the pasta, right? Yeah. And then I put a splatter sauce on there.
Mm-hmm.
And then I put meat on it, a splatter meat on it. Right?
Okay,
and then I put mozzarella cheese.
Gotcha.
Right? And then, secret. I'll tell my Bird Rock people my secret.
This is my world.
This is the Graham
lasagna. Y'all
listen to the
chef speaking.
Alright, so y'all got the all that, right?
Okay.
from the jump, right?
All right?
The ricotta cheese is my specialty when it comes to my pasta. That is my specialty. That's why people like my shit. Maybe the meat. I know how to sauce the meat. Anyway,
yeah,
no homo.
It,
no pause. I mean pause. Whatever that shit is.
Gotcha. All
right. So, the ricotta cheese.
Something different.
It's gotta be polio.
Yeah, gotta be the red joint. The red joint.
No,
yeah,
the yellow joint. Max is listening.
Max is listening,
huh?
He's trying to make lasagna.
But he's listening to the recipe.
Go ahead.
It's not a hard recipe, yo.
Nah, go ahead, yo.
No thing. But it's a special recipe. I think even when I tell you the recipe, you're still not going to get it right.
Yeah, because there's measurements involved.
No. Well, actually, there is.
Yeah,
my eye.
Oh, yeah, yo. Exactly. It's
my
different.
Eye.
It's different for everybody. For
are you an eye measurer?
Of course.
Yeah. You don't cook.
No.
You Uber Eats.
No. Yeah, you do. He Uber Eats.
You Uber Eats.
Nah, he cook.
I never made a lasagna before. I've made big TV.
That's pretty much the same thing. All right, so let's get to the fucking ricotta cheese. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Fine, cool. All right, so I throw the ricotta in the bowl, right?
Got you.
Then.
Got you.
I get an egg.
An egg?
One egg.
Ooh.
Crack it. Throw it in there. One egg. Doesn't matter the size of the ricotta that you buy.
Okay.
It'd be 16 ounce, 32 ounce.
Yeah. Okay.
Still one egg.
Yeah.
Then you go and you get some basil. Right? Then the secret weapon. Azúcar. Some sugar. And I did a little longer because the ricotta is so
milky. I got it, and it tastes.
But that's the trick.
I got you.
You don't know how much sugar
to
put in that ricotta.
You can ruin it severely.
severely ruin the whole shit.
Yeah, you can throw the taste all
over the sauce too.
So,
do you taste your ricotta before you add the sugar or no?
All the time.
Okay.
I actually, this is my technique.
Okay, okay.
I'll tell you.
Don't tell me.
I get a spoon.
You gotta do it.
I dip the spoon in the sauce, then I dip it in the meat, and then I dip it in the ricotta,
mm-hmm.
and then I dip it in the mozzarella.
And then you make sure a combination match.
Make sure a combination match.
I got you. Understood. To your life.
So before I even throw it on that pan,
yeah,
I do that.
Got you.
It gotta be.
Yeah, that's the last step.
Because I put it, everything is like in place. I always have my shit, you know, my sauce, my ricotta, fucking everything, the thing is there. Mm-hmm. So then, I was at, wait, so
process,
pasta,
right?
Sauce, meat, mozzarella,
mm-hmm.
then, the ricotta. Little scoops of ricotta, right? Matter of fact, I'll give you the.
Yeah, share it.
Three each layer. One, two, three.
Mm-hmm.
So every layer gets three down the
blocks. Yeah,
three clumps, and then you just splat the next one. Pow, pow, and then it's gonna give you this nice marshmallow effect.
It's
going to be
smushed.
Cooked
down. Yeah.
It's going to be smushed. Then you do repeat. Repeat. Sauce. Meat. Mozzarella. Three clumps. Bow. Repeat.
Sauce.
Then at the end is my specialty at the end. Last layer of pasta. Right? You throw the sauce on it. Mozzarella. Right? Then the little bit of ricotta you got left, you
sprinkle
do it again.
On the top. Oh, yeah. But you're not going to have a lot, but
then
you have more sauce on that layer.
You put it in the oven. And you let it sit for a little bit.
What's your cook time, though?
I don't know. I just look.
What's your cook time?
350.
350 anything?
Everything's 350 until I think it's done. And I've been cooking on the air fryer too, the same way.
I don't like the air fryer.
I just put that shit on 50.
I put
everything on 50 in my air fryer.
Wow, so
I turned that
like
shit
bubble.
On. No.
You just go by what it looks like to you.
Yeah, I just look at it. It's browning up. Take it out. Flip it. Bang. Next side. Boom. Look at it. Alright, flip it. Boom. That side's done. Flip it again. Boom. That side's done. And you're good. If you want it extra crispy, you keep it in there.
I thought you didn't have to flip it. With an air fryer.
The way I do it, you gotta flip it.
Okay.
Why? Because I usually put aluminum foil on my shit.
You can put aluminum foil in the air fryer?
Yeah.
That's dope. I didn't know that. See, that's why you know I don't use air fryer.
I don't use the, because they got this, you know, they got that gate. But I'm gonna
call
it. So you can use that. But I don't like to use that. Feel me? Because then it gets nasty at the bottom. You gotta clean it and all that shit. You know?
That's why I like the air fryer, man. Because it makes the food taste different and everything.
I like certain things in the air fryer. I did a whole pan shoulder. I did a whole penne in the air fryer.
Well,
facts.
Banging?
Facts. It was nice, yo. Crispy.
How long did you cook it for?
An hour.
1 hour? On pork shoulder?
Yeah.
1 hour?
1 hour. And it was...
How long...
That shit's longer
than an oven.
Tell me, brother. Tell me. I ain't
lying. So it was crispy, yo. The skin was
did it. I've done it. Yeah, I've done a whole chicken. I did a chicken too. I did a whole chicken on that shit.
Wow.
Same way. 1 hour. I'm telling you, 50 minutes. My shit be on 50
or 60. I had some fried chicken.
And I just flipped that shit. Max, said, you flip that shit. Get done, nigga. Get done. As long as I'm in there and I'm looking at the meat color, I'm like, all right, that shit is done. An hour, 50 minutes, don't matter. As long as that shit doesn't look like it's still bleeding, it's done. I don't give a fuck. How long? How long it says on that paper it takes?
If you want to dry it out, either.
You'll fucking fry the shit off the top of that motherfucker.
Yeah, that top will be hard as motherfucker over that shit. Somewhere in the inside, that motherfucker's still moist. That probably be some of the best pork, too, for y'all.
You don't eat pork.
I just eat pork,
dog. You ever ate a whole leg choke? You know, for the Joel Ortiz video, we bought a pig.
I remember taking a video. They was walking with y'all. Y'all niggas wrong,
bro. We bought the pig.
Y'all wrong,
man. Put it in the cage, hung out with that shit, put in the video, put a shirt on that motherfucker.
Who slaughtered him, y'all?
Right? That motherfucker shit everywhere. I had that nigga in the crib. He was in the crib.
Yeah, because I was walking out the crib with him.
Then, we took it to the slaughterhouse, and they slaughtered it. They did the cut. And then, we cooked that motherfucker in a box. In Tyson's Corner. We did it in Tyson's Corner. Tyson came that day too, right? Yeah, you did. Took a picture with him. You in one of them pictures. You in the picture. The group picture. Yeah, Tyson was there. Yeah, you probably did. Tyson was there. You came. And Victor Cruz was there.
That's true. Yeah, I remember that.
Shout out Joel Ortiz. Yeah. Shout out Dennis. Shout out the Norwin restaurant in Brooklyn. Hope you guys are doing good during these times. God bless y'all.
Struggle is real.
Yo, let's get to this this commercial break real quick.
All right, cool, man.
Back in motion, episode 62.
Yeah. Yo, what it do? What it do? Many minds in the building.
Four bricks
in the building.
I see y'all got a lot of new art.
New art? Nah, no. Well, yeah, the blackboard is new.
That's new.
Yeah, the
Chinese food is new.
Yeah, that's a menu, though. You know what I'm saying? That's probably the best Chinese food in the area right here. I ain't gonna lie to you. I'm gonna shout them out, even though they ain't giving us none, no business though.
Nah,
but yeah, Chinese food, there it is.
That's new.
What's new?
I ain't seen that.
The TV is new, the small TV.
Okay.
That's new. That's about it.
Did you get that on Black Friday?
Nah. That was $388. Yeah.
That's perfect.
That's one. What's that?
He got fucked up.
I think
fans, though. They only had one other fight before that against another YouTuber.
But why?
Who Nate Robinson for?
Why is nobody else?
Nobody!
Yo, listen, why? Listen.
He trained, you could tell he probably lifted
him. All you tough rappers out there, celebrities.
Stay in your lane, yo.
No, listen. Huh? Don't stay in your lane. Get in the fucking lane, bro.
Word.
White boy kicking ass, man. He fucked Nate Robinson up, man. He planked him, man. Knocked him out bad. It wasn't like an amateur knockout. It was a knockout. Like, he went viral. Nate Robinson will never be known for being small and dunking ever again. He's just going to be known for getting knocked the fuck
out. That wasn't
out.
A knockout. That was, you know, he was knocked out before he hit the floor.
Why did
he let him? He ran into three of those.
Yo. But my boy got some hands. Jake, who's stepping up to whip this dude's ass, though?
No.
All you tough ass rappers need to step up.
Yeah,
and fuck this boy up.
Yep, y'all gonna let him do that to Nate? Y'all ain't gonna do nothing? And y'all all watched it?
And laugh?
Word up. Word up. Y'all better show
he's
up.
Pussy.
Y'all better show up.
Straight up. He's a pussy.
You better show up. Dead up, y'all better show up.
Somebody better step up and beat Nate. Yo, they better beat that.
Yeah,
that's a new league, though. That's a new league.
Wait a minute.
Yo, where them so tough ass Knicks fans at? Trying to defend himself, but
no,
his mouth.
No.
Was trying to catch
no,
a check.
Listen, no.
Yeah,
listen. It's hip hop versus YouTube on this, bro.
Nate Robinson said, listen.
Alright. It's the NBA versus YouTube.
Oregon.
Then. The NBA versus YouTube. Mm-hmm. One of these NBA young ass motherfuckers need to step up and whip Jake Paul ass.
Just like
on a strip for Nate Robinson?
On a strip for Nate. It should be a Knicks player, too. Real talk.
You told me you can't play boxing.
Nah, you can't. You can't, yo.
You can't play basketball.
Yeah,
you can't play baseball. You can't play boxing.
Yeah, ain't no dribbling.
You can't.
He was dribbling on the back.
Your boy looked like Drago.
He just kept charging him.
Your boy looked like Drago beating up Apollo.
Three beast things.
Doop, doop, doop. Put the four.
He was, I told you, he was knocked out. He was knocked out on the second door buzzer.
On the way down.
When he pushed the bell the second time, he was out already. And then the third one.
Straight left the package there. Sleepies. He got a special delivery.
Nah,
dog.
Walked away like.
That was a UPS driver.
That shit.
Yeah, no delivery.
So they celebrated afterwards.
Afterwards.
You seen the video?
But as it happened.
You seen the video?
Nah, I saw a bunch of Trump supporters.
They were. You know what they said? You got to see it.
Nah,
look it up. Look it up on Instagram. They tried to. Yeah, I see. I heard a couple N words in there, and I heard Popeye's chicken, and I heard crispy. And the only two different things is crispy is Popeye's chicken, and this nigga Jake Paul. That's what he said.
Jake Paul.
Listen to what they said, bro.
Jake Paul.
No. Go on. You gotta go on Instagram. All
right.
Go on Instagram. I'm gonna give you. I'm gonna tell you who to follow. Right, it's Biscuit. You got his Biscuit. It's Biscuit.
It's Biscuit.
ITZ Biscuit. BIZKITT.
Let's see if he comes up.
You got it?
BIZ?
BIZ Biscuit. Shout out to my boy, it's Biscuit. He outside. He got two singles out. We outside with Jadakiss and.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And. Jadakiss and Dream Doll. Where we at? Is it? Is this? All right, so it might not be there. It might be on Academics. Let's see. Academics might have put it up there. academics.
They try to make racial disclaimer.
The academics?
Man,
something McGregor? No.
Yeah, there you go.
Conan McGregor.
I know.
For some reason, they took that post down.
Probably took it down,
bro.
Do they know?
Oh, right here, go right here.
Choice. They are trading Nate Paul for Nate Robinson for let me go back and see what that person was again. I want to make sure I get this correct. Yeah, Joe Biden. Oh, okay, yes, actually it is. Yeah, it is. Yeah, we are trading.
Nate
Robinson for Joe Biden. It's official for the Black community leaders of United Negro League College Fund.
Alright. Yo. That's foul.
Yo, man. That dog. He felt like bacon. He felt like when bacon's done and you put it on the plate.
Wait, I just know, but you're not understanding what I'm saying.
Stiff, dog.
The NBA
straight.
Period is hip hop, bro. It's influenced by hip hop. They are part of us.
Okay.
They dress like us. They talk like us, and they rap too.
But it's a rainbow of people in the.
And if I'm correct, Nate Robinson dropped some bars before.
He did.
Yeah, he's a part. He's hip hop, bro. I didn't say he represented hip hop.
Well, he should have been bobbing and weaving.
What he should have did is dropped his arms while he was putting a fight in his dude.
Should have not been hip popping.
Exactly.
You think he hit his face when he fell?
He landed on his face. I think his knees hit first.
His knees?
No.
Knees that fell.
No, it was a fact. Look it up.
I was watching it.
He felt like well cooked bacon.
He kept running right into boom.
Yeah, yo. Over.
He was running towards the punch as it was coming.
No, he wanted to fight over. He wanted to fight over, dog. That's the only way you can do something like that.
Look, when you type Nate Robinson, the first thing that comes up, yeah, they don't even show his dunks no more. The first thing that comes out is knockout.
Nah, not this. This is Nate Robinson right now?
That's it.
No, I'm going to type in Nate Robinson.
Come on,
slime
right there. Slime is dead, man. Just watch the knockout.
I seen it.
You going to see that? I want to watch it again. This is for hip-hop, man. We need to get this back, man. Who's gonna motherfucking step up to the plate, bro? That's what I want to know. Who do you think should fight Jake Paul?
Somebody that might want to beat him.
He ain't looking. He not looking weak.
You slob on the bread route, y'all.
We're watching. Oh, he goes ahead.
See? He keeps blowing it right into it.
He kissed the ring. Yo, but the next one.
This is the second round already?
That's because he slipped. He did the same. It's like he's falling down on purpose.
He's trying to hold on to him now. He fought back for his head.
Be careful, Nate. Be careful.
He's just taunting him now.
Say one of them hood fights. Trilla made some money right here. The app Trilla, they made some money. So if y'all watch this fight, I need y'all to hit me up and tell me who you think should fight Jake Paul from the hip-hop community. Hip-hop community, you got to step up, man. Fort Bricks thinks hip-hop should not step in. I think hip-hop should step in and defend the homie. Sheik Luch and Jake Paul. I think Sheik Luch should fuck him up. I don't know. Jake Paul looking. He looked like he could fight. He didn't do that on purpose, though. Come on, man. What do y'all think about this? Y'all gotta hit me up, man. Tell me.
Look fair.
So you gotta tell me who y'all think, or an NBA player. What NBA player you think should fight?
How old is he, though?
Steph Curry should fight.
How old is he?
This is the second time this kid fights, bro. He's not scared. He want that smoke, boy. He want that smoke. Jake Paul want that smoke. Y'all ain't trying to give him that smoke. Ooh. Sleep. I know that's it, but that. Yo.
But you see how he ran into it again?
Yo. Nate.
Nate's feeling all kind of. And look at this crowd. Can you imagine the crowd
there? He's never been hit. He's
it
would have been. Ooh.
Here goes.
He said, good night, Irene.
Look how he's
been. Yo. Yo, listen, man. This is worse than Pacquiao. This is worse than the Pacquiao plank. This was worse than the Pacquiao plank. This was worse than the Pacquiao plank. Jake Paul, man. Y'all gotta hit us up.
should fight.
So you said Shiglooch. Who you think he should fight?
Ooh.
Well, that was the second one.
That was the first one. The next one is the plane.
You gotta use
Khabib,
that's what he's doing.
Yo, look at this hit, though, bro. Why he hit him like this? Why he hit him like this? He pranked him. He Pacquiao'd him. That was clean machine, baby. That was clean machine hit, bro. Yo, he needs a COVID test after this. He's showing up to practice late right now, you heard? He oversleeping.
You're talking to Jordan right now. Jordan talking to Jordan right now.
He's talking to Patrick Ewing. He's talking to Anthony Mason right now, you heard? R.I.P.
Wow, that was something right there, man. But
I think, you know who I think should fight?
Who's that?
NBA YoungBoy should fight Jake Paul.
Man, that's he's too young, one.
Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah.
You gotta go by his age, man. You know what I'm saying? And I don't know how old Jake Paul is. He can't be in his 20s. Nah, he can't be. He can't be in his 20s.
He's a kid.
No way. No way. Nate Roberts is not a kid. How old is Jake Paul?
So let's go with,
He's 23? Whoa.
How old is Nate Roberts?
Nate Roberts is probably in his 30s. He's 30. How old is Nate Roberts?
36
years old. That's not fair, man.
Blueface.
Oh, Lord.
Blueface. Cyrus and him be trying to box.
How old is Blueface, the rapper? Ooh, that'll be perfect. Let's start it up, yo. Right here on the Bread Ride, yo. Let's go start the campaign.
Jake Paul.
Blueface versus Jake Paul. Let's push this, people. Let's take this beyond the fences.
Who's in who's weight?
It don't matter.
Yes, it does.
It's not gonna matter.
Yeah, that's true.
It don't matter.
No, that is.
Small.
Yeah. He damn sure not. Yeah, Blueface little though, man.
Blueface about 63 pounds. What rapper has a frame like that?
How much does Blueface the rapper weigh?
He got fat like Busta Rhymes, dog.
Whoa, no, he ain't that big.
He heavy? No, Busta.
Busta Rhymes older too. Yeah, yo, he tall.
Now Busta Rhymes got to fight Mike Tyson.
No.
No, but I'm fighting weight.
Whoa.
Weight.
Busta got to fight Roy Jones or something.
No, Busta got to fight.
They don't go by age, they go by weight.
Ooh, I got the perfect one to whip on Jake Paul. LL Cool J.
He too old, yo.
No way he fucking broke that guy that broke into his house arm, leg, arm. Nigga, you bugging.
He said arm, leg, arm.
Yo, did you know that?
No.
Bro, someone broke in his house, bro. And he fucked him up bad. Like, almost killed him. Broke his arm, leg, arm.
Wow.
Broke. Yeah.
You ain't going nowhere.
Yeah.
You ain't going nowhere. I got you. Wow.
Yeah.
I feel sorry
for
that
was a beast,
man.
Bro.
But I don't think he should fight dude, though. I don't know. I don't think that'd be fair. But it'll be nice to see. But LL's too old. That's like LL fighting his youngest son.
All right, let's go with...
You seen Roy Jones Tyson.
Damn, so yeah, yo, them boys is huffing and puffing.
After that first round.
Yeah, man, he felt it. He said, I felt everything. Hey, one of them. Hey, one of them.
That's what Mike said?
No, that's what Roy Jones said.
The baby. The baby versus Jake Paul. Should baby be knocking dudes out in the mall? Yeah, you ain't see that? No. Yeah, the baby knocked dudes out.
You're right.
I'm just, listen, but I'm just trying to put people who want the smoke.
Listen, chimney music. 189 pounds.
Who were you just talking about?
The baby.
The baby.
The baby's like 150.
The baby, he's little, y'all. He's like 4'4". How tall is the baby?
No. The rapper, you gotta say.
How heavy is that? Fuck.
Yeah, you gotta say the rapper baby. The baby. Yeah.
How much does the rapper baby weigh?
The baby.
72 kilograms. Here's a
How much does the rapper the baby weigh?
Yeah,
man, this bitch.
Who gives a fuck? I'm just thinking about dudes who pass out smoke, bro.
Yeah.
Offset.
Oh no, I got somebody, Davies.
Okay.
Davies
versus Jake Paul. Yeah. Davies got to step up to the plate.
I got another one.
That's actually 65 centimeters tall.
Yeah.
Weighs 209 pounds.
Ooh, that's not far at all.
So we got Davies. Right, who else?
Oh, I got somebody else. Mano.
Nah, but Mano definitely would. Yeah, Mano. All right, Mano, Jake Paul. I mean, Mano. What was he saying? Blueface. Hey, who was the last one we just said?
Davies.
Rocking with us, you already know what the fuck it is, man. It's the bread route. We still in motion. The bread route.
The bread route. The bread route. The bread route's in motion.